This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the new year comes new costs for medicines. Drug makers plan to raise prices on more than 500 drugs this month, according to the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
There are only a few things certain in life: death, taxes, and apparently increases to prescription drug prices at the beginning of the year. Antonio Chacha is president of 3Axis Advisors.
So January is the hotbed of prescription drug pricing changes.
Mostly because that's also when insurance plans turn over. Chacha expects prices to increase around 5% this month, which he says is typical.
One could argue that if a drug manufacturer didn't take a price increase, that in essence, it is a price cut because their prices are not keeping up with rates of inflation.
Inflation is one factor drug makers note. Also worries about supply chains that cross the Middle East. But Stacy Doucette-Sina, a professor of health policy at Vanderbilt University, says drug pricing strategy is often opaque.
These price increases can be pretty arbitrary. I think that's one thing that really frustrates the average person and the policymakers around drug price increases.
It's one reason why there's been more regulation of drug pricing, including the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which capped how much drug makers can increase prices for people on Medicare.
So now they're limited to increasing prices only at the rate of inflation.
But that doesn't shield everyone else from rising costs. And everyone else includes health insurers, pharmacies, and you. Andrea Dukas is vice president of health policy at the Center for American Progress.
So for an individual, it really is going to depend on what their insurance situation is, right? What their out-of-pocket expenses are, what their copay is.
It means you won't really know how much these price increases will affect you until you get to the pharmacy counter. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.